Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great work week. It's almost over, and here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you with health information you're not going to hear anywhere else. Oh, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about three associates you really don't want to meet, and apparently scientific allopathic medicine has made some connections with conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, and some other things. So there's associated diseases we're going to talk about tonight. And if we get some time, we're going to be talking about some wonderful natural antioxidants that you can have already right now without anybody telling you you can't have them. And we already talked about what's coming up on the horizon with healthcare, and they want to really target the nutraceuticals, and they're starting with your antioxidant foods. But right now, you can get plenty of that yourself without their help. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, a big salute and semper fi to our military, asking God to protect them always. And while you're on your knees asking for your military's protection, ask God to protect all of America and to usher in some righteous people with some backbone in offices of power and influence so we can get America back on track, because we need some help. We really do. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Well, thank you, Frank. Hey, there's some new research on tanning beds. I don't know. I've never been in a tanning bed, but apparently some new research says tanning beds boost vitamin D production. The FDA has the media and, of course, Americans kind of worried about teenagers using tanning beds excessively, and they are now pushing to ban tanning for people under the age of 18. Now, the ruckus comes in the wake of a report that was released last year by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, part of the World Health Organization. They said the report resulted in changing the status from your tanning beds being possibly carcinogenic to being definitely carcinogenic. Of course, the sun itself would actually fall into that category on its own. So more research probably needs to be done before all that becomes regulated up the wazoo. And moving along in the quack report, environmental group is suing 26 companies for falsely labeling their products with organic ingredients. The environmental health-based, the Center for Environmental Health, I should say, based in Oakland, California, is suing manufacturers of 26 personal care products allegedly violating California's organic labeling law that requires the product to be made of at least 70% organic ingredients. Now, while there are somewhat more intense regulations in place for your supplement industry, regulations just don't exist, basically, for the personal care health products. Of course, they found dozens of shampoos, lotions, toothpaste, other personal care items that were labeled organic when they had few or either no organic ingredients in the product, according to Charles Margulis of the Center of Environmental Health. They also said that they're worried that other words used in labeling to market products such as pure, healthful, and natural will be, you know, overused and to mislead consumers. So do your research, read your product labels. And also, remember that E. coli outbreak in Germany they thought was from cucumbers and it became, you know, from sprouts? Well, there was a mix of two dangerous E. coli strains of the disease caused, they said, the deadly food poisoning outbreak in Germany. As according to a new study just released, scientists said that the E. coli outbreak strain combined one of the strains that makes the toxin, and the other strain makes the toxin stick to the gut in a way that potentially speeds up the body's absorption of the toxin. And they described it as unprecedented and very lethal. Now, the two strains are in themselves, they say, quite nasty, according to Hugh Pennington, professor of microbiology at the University of Aberdeen. He said that the new strain was particularly aggressive because it produced quickly and released more toxins than similar E. coli bacteria. Unlike previous E. coli outbreaks, the German strain caused three times as many cases of severe complications that also led to kidney failure. They infected 3,600 people, killing 39. 800 developed kidney problems from the outbreak of last May. German officials identified sprouts from the organic farm in northern Germany as the outbreak cause, though they do not know how the sprouts got infected. But Pennington said it is critical to find out whether the new E. coli strain is widely circulated among animals. If it turns out to be very common in, let's say, cattle, that would be, you know, red flag, because there's more outbreaks to happen. Of course so, because E. coli starts in the gut, and, you know, plants don't have that. It comes from fertilizer, so they need to do something about that. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, let's see. They say in this new report that if you are sitting too much, you know, too sedentary, it's as dangerous as if you were smoking. So our lack of motion, they say, can be killing us. One of the most unhealthy activities they say, is not moving enough. Experts are saying our chronic immobility is as dangerous to our health as cigarettes. So smoking certainly is a major cardiovascular risk factor, and they say sitting now is equivalent to that. According to David Coven, cardiologist at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center in New York, Coven said that the latest research indicates that excessive sitting and inactivity has been linked to a whole host of health problems, they say, including heart disease, obesity, diabetes, cancer, and premature death. He said we sit for long periods of time. He says our bodies essentially go into sort of a storage mode. And moderate exercise, just a brisk walk, 30 minutes per day, will help control weight, cut stress, anxiety, and depression. Research is showing inactivity increases the risk of high blood pressure by one-third and type 2 diabetes by half. So get out there, walk the mall if you like to do that. It's air-conditioned. And don't let your office cubicle become your coffin, okay? Get moving. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Well, we're going to be talking about three associates that you do not want to know, because science is reporting there is disease that is associated with each other. Now, we're talking about a long-term disease which tends to be accompanied by additional diseases. Now, for example, inflammation by itself is an immune system response, which is usually over and done with fairly quickly under normal circumstances. But when inflammation hangs around and becomes a long-term issue, science now says this is when we can become vulnerable to secondary conditions such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Now, some new research out of Italy in 2004 reported that obesity and diabetes are associated with chronic inflammatory states, and it also predisposes individuals to cardiovascular risks. Now, an acute inflammation condition, they say, can they reported that they also lead to other things like osteoporosis, arthritis, and cognitive problems. So according to science, inflammation can be the precursor to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, obviously three associated conditions you do not want to know. Let's look at the causes, because modern medicine now believes that chronic inflammation conditions are the result of, are you ready, for unhealthy diets and lack of exercise. Now, science says this problem creates a perpetual process, making it difficult for patients to break free of their disease. There are some new clues. The health science area has started, stated that they can now detect biomarkers associated with inflammation. They say that we will soon be able to check DNA to determine if we're going to be candidates for chronic inflammation and associated conditions such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. So these health conditions can create biochemical changes inside the body, creating an invitation for other disease and changing our genetic code. Let's see what they say the remedy should be. Scientists in the Netherlands pretty much trying to produce an antidote to inflammation, and by doing so, also deter the other diseases. Now, they came up with a natural supplement. Now, I'm sorry, that was the wrong term. I should have said nutraceutical, because what they came up with was a product consisting of fish oil, green tea, vitamin C, vitamin E, lycopene, which is from tomatoes, and a resveratrol, which is an antioxidant from grape seeds. Now, they wanted to see if this nutrition would reverse the metabolic changes in overweight individuals. Now, according to the research, the nutrition produced changes in the genes associated with inflammation and thereby counteracted some of the effects of obesity. Now, foods create a change in the DNA, RNA, and your genes, but the process is known as nutrigenetics, and yes, foods can have an anti-inflammatory effect, but they are no longer considered foods but chemicals that change biochemical markers in the human body, changing nearly everything. So here again, science is redefining food as a drug. Let's take it a step further, because since science reported discovering this inflammation link to certain conditions, they are now thinking inflammation may be responsible for heart disease, Alzheimer's, colon cancer, and possibly many more diseases. The new medical textbooks may someday explain these diseases as merely a symptom of inflammation. Now, it sure would reduce the number of medical specialties if inflammation is the scapegoat for almost all known disease. You know, but I highly doubt that our modern medicine will embrace that idea, because after all, proving what the researchers in the Netherlands discovered would be like asking allopathic medicine, who, by the way, is skeptical of healthy foods, of ever being able to cure anything, to actually acknowledge that healthy eating cures disease. However, what would make this pill easier for them to swallow is if you change the foods to drugs. Oops, I did it again. Nutraceuticals. Change the foods to nutraceuticals. Goodness, it's pretty hard breaking old habits, you know, thinking food is merely food. Now this, my friends, is why the nutraceutical market is going to target the anti-inflammatory foods first, our antioxidants. And you may say, well, so what? So what if they can reverse disease and help millions avoid inflammation and thereby avoid obesity, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and, other diseases with antioxidant nutraceuticals? Well, what's the problem with that? You might be asking that question. Well, the problem is what it has always been since the beginning of time. You follow the money. Your anti-inflammatory foods will be a drug. And you can actually right now eat anti-inflammatory foods without permission or excessive cost and help you avoid many health problems. That's the problem. Let's look at your herbal antioxidants, because the scientific and nutraceutical market is well aware that many herbs are packed full of potential antioxidants to fight your inflammation. Herbs such as ginger, turmeric, green tea, olive oil with the omega-3 fatty acids, all very effective. Fruits like your pomegranate and mango, also anti-inflammatory. Now, science also thinks certain foods probably need a fresh new look for people to really take note and to use them. So the industry insiders for allopathic medicine, nutraceuticals, and the complementary alternative medicine, they're all watching to see how receptive the public is going to be to, quote, the new generation of dietary supplements, also known as nutraceuticals. And they also, they want to see how they are marketed. So be on the lookout for crafty marketing hype, such as, you know, functional / medicinal foods. They're really going to be what they're promoting as the nutraceuticals, which is basically your food. Yeah, just kind of giving your food a whole new marketing campaign. You know, good medicine always tastes bitter. That's what Confucius said. So let's define medicine, because blurring the lines on what is food and what is medicine is in the works, basically. So growing up, you know, when I was growing up, natural medicine always tasted bitter. And you got to ask yourself, why did it taste bitter? Well, a bitter taste or a hot taste, it will cause you to limit your use or dose. And there's good reason for that. These sources are very potent, and a little is all you're going to need. Now, some of the most powerful medicinal natural sources are in your herbs, and you can eat a bushel of foods, but you can also get the same amount of nutrients in an ounce of an herb. And this is why God said herbs are here for the service of man. And by the way, God also called food, food. He said he may bring forth food out of the ground. That's in Psalms 104:14. Let's take a hint, shall we? Now more than ever before, it is very important to mine the time. Don't wait for new legislation to restrict your choices and availability of natural supplements. So contact your representatives. Let them know that you don't want supplements regulated like pharmaceuticals. Now, it would also be a good idea to stock up on your supplements, your favorite supplements, in case the economy, regulations, or fuel shortages deter that option. Apothecary Herbs has some very potent herbal formulas with a 10-year shelf life. Check out their Power Herb Kit. It has 13 certified organic herb liquids for a variety of uses. And you can also learn how to use herbs as an alternative to other sources, just in case the new health care is so limiting that you literally have no health care. Check out the Power Herbs book. It's a PDF download, 400 pages, has some herb secrets, natural therapies, has a symptom herb reference guide and how to make your own herbal products, and it's just $14.99 off the powerherbs.com website. And don't forget to look for their anti-inflammatory herbal formula called Pain or Extra Strength Pain formula and their organ cleansing packages. So you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and get a free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. Or you could just simply download their catalog off their website from thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Awesome stuff, folks. Empower yourself, be educated, have a great tool, and know how to use it. That's where the miracles happen. And speaking of miracles, we are going to be looking at some miracles in some really teeny-weeny packages right now. You know, nutraceutical markets really wanting to abscond with your antioxidants, kind of, you know, make you think that they're drugs instead of foods. So let's just check out what all the fuss is about. Certain little berries that have a punch when it comes to antioxidants. I'm talking about the goji berry. Some people call it wolfberry or snowberry, but it is really the goji that is the authentic berry with all the antioxidants in them. Now, there is some marketing hype out there. People in the commercial market give the goji berry a nickname like wolfberry, and then kind of, you know, give you a substandard product. So we have to really be on our toes when it comes to looking at goji berries. Can we trust what is said about these berries and what is advertised as a miracle food? Well, let's check it out and see. Let's get the lowdown on the goji berry. Now, in 1768, a botanist, Philip Miller, he discovered and studied the Chinese goji berry. However, since the first century, Asia has highly valued this goji berry fruit. It's basically a celebrity over there, okay? There should be, instead of an American Idol, there should be a goji TV show, I guess, because that's just how much they value the berry over there. Now, the real goji berry is from the boxthorn family, which includes your potato, your tomato, your eggplant, and even your nightshade herb, chili pepper, and tobacco. The authentic goji berry is indigenous to southeastern Europe and Asia. Now, other market names are Tibetan goji and Himalayan goji. The goji fruit is bright orange or red, and during the harvest time for the goji in the northern regions of Asia, they harvest it between August and October. Now, the goji berry contains many little seeds, and thus the Chinese name this berry the seed berry. So the name wolfberry is really a pharmacological reference taken from the Latin lictum fructus. And so when the name wolfberry became the common name, when that happened, it's kind of uncertain when it did, but the name has been used interchangeably with goji since around 2000. Now, it is speculated that the name goji was a simplified pronunciation of the Chinese name used in marketing for the berry. That's possible. Well, you know, it's important to value this berry because right now there are approximately 40,000 imposter berries on the market claiming all kinds of benefits as the famous goji superfruit. Now, since 2000, the U.S. and other developing countries have grown more interested in the goji berry and the nutrition in it and what it contains. The major marketing for the berry actually mentions the antioxidant content. Now I want to look, I took a look at the goji and the antioxidants that are found in it, and it's got lots of potency. It's very significant. According to the Department of Agriculture's ORAC scale, which is used really to test an antioxidant content of a product, the goji measures about 15,300 on the oxygen radical absorbency capacity scale. So this measurement surpasses your prunes, raisins, and blueberries. Prunes had 5,700, raisins about 2,800, and blueberries 2,400. Now, physicians at the Tibet Medical College, along with other scientists, found some interesting results from their analysis of the authentic goji berry. They found that it is a little half-inch berry that contains 18 amino acids, which are pretty much the building blocks for your protein. And it makes sense that they discovered that the berry had 12 times more protein than apples, oranges, and strawberries. The other nutrients the goji possesses are, it has more beta-carotene than carrots, more vitamin C than oranges, and lots of polysaccharides that scientists think help protect us from cancer, high blood pressure, cholesterol, inflammation, diabetes, and osteoporosis. Now, I think Tang, and I think of Tang and its history in NASA. Well, NASA may soon have a new superfood for their astronauts called the goji. Make a little smoothie out of it. What do you think? Well, you know, making the grade is important, and getting the authentic goji berry is what's really tough these days. As with most things, you get what you pay for. And most of the commercially sold berries being marketed either as goji or wolf berries are grown on plantations in western China. Now, the best of the goji berries that Asia has to produce are mainly used for their traditional medicine, and a small portion they export for sale. The Chinese government grades the fruit, and the premium grade berries, the best that the land has to offer, are also known as to the Chinese as red diamonds. To avoid spoiling, bruising the berries, they must be carefully handpicked or gently shaken from the vine during the harvest season. And the berries are then sun-dried. Now, you want to make sure that the berries are not treated with pesticides, insecticides, fungicides, and I recommend, you know, paying the extra money for the wild-crafted harvested berries. A majority of the goji or wolf berries imported into the U.S. from China have been detected by the Department of Agriculture and FDA as containing these commercial chemicals, so you've got to be real careful. Even some of the berries grown in the Tibetan Plateau and Himalayan area have had conventional fertilizers used on them. Therefore, you're really going to want to definitely buy the wild-crafted goji berries that have no chemicals on them. Now, the goji berry was introduced in the United Kingdom in 1730, and it was called the Duke of Argyll tea tree. The shrub was used as hedging and also as decoration in gardens, and it still grows wild in the hedge growth. However, the plant went from an ornamental to an edible about 300 years, and the British enjoyed eating the goji berry after that. Now, culinary goji berries have been used fresh and dried in culinary dishes, in Chinese rice dishes and soups. You can also make a tea from them. One Chinese company has added the berry to their beer. I don't think so. I wouldn't do it. Maybe have a beer with goji berries, but I don't think I'd have goji berries in the beer. I don't know. Just sounds weird. Medicinal studies, oh yes, there's been a ton of them. In 2008, a study published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine tested goji berries as a weight management aid. The study reported that although the health of the group improved, it wasn't inconclusive if the goji berry helps to lose weight. Other studies suggested that the antioxidant properties of the goji offered benefits against cardiovascular, inflammation, and vision-related diseases. Other research suggested the goji also offers neuroprotective immune system and anti-cancer agents. I hear the music. That means I got to take a break and shut my mouth. So on the other side, more health news. Stay tuned.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about antioxidants, not to be confused with nutraceuticals, but of course the nutraceuticals would like to abscond with your antioxidants, make them drugs so that you think that's the only way you're going to get them. But we're talking about goji berries being one of the foods packed full of antioxidants. Are there any side effects to them? Well, there have been 2 published reports that excessive use of goji berry tea may increase bleeding in elderly women. Also, the goji berry may interfere with those that take warfarin, you know, that poison warfarin. The research seems to indicate that the maximum that we should ingest is about 19 parts per billion in a beverage of goji berries. While other nutritional facts from the goji, scientific research has listed that the goji berry contains 10% of the dietary reference intake of calcium, 24% of potassium, 18% of zinc, 91% selenium. In addition, you also get some natural iron and vitamin B2, your riboflavin, and also vitamin C from the goji berry. So what can you expect if you decide to hunt down and obtain some authentic goji berries? Well, I tend to compare the goji berry to a natural sweet tart without the added sugar. It also has a bit of a nutty taste thrown into it. It is a very versatile berry that, you know, we can see, and you can add it in an ingredient to your baked goods. You can add it to your trail mix, on your cereal. Just eat it straight, you know, out of the bag. Now, there is this myth that a Chinese man, Lo Kuai Yin, ate goji berries daily and lived to be 252 years old. Now, I would not take that seriously and expect a triple-digit longevity, but the U.S. product claims that goji berries, which are under scrutiny, tend to deal with, you know, helping us out with the cancer question. Also, there is not enough scientific study available to support many of the health claims that you see floating around for the goji berry. However, the nutritional research has not been challenged and seems to improve our overall health. You know, you get good nutrition, some very basic stuff, you know, that God made, put in the body. It just knows what to do with it. You know, the body can utilize that the way it needs to. Now, spanning the globe for gojis, because I've been approached numerous times to sell various healthy products, including juices and berries and God knows what else. But, you know, I don't recommend products I really haven't investigated and used myself. So when I decided to distribute Tibetan authentic goji berries, I took a long, hard look before I leaped. The Tibetan Authentic Authority approached me regarding their wild-crafted goji berries, and I was interested. The company works with the Tibetan Medical College and the Tibetan government in supplying a limited amount of the gold standard authentic wild-crafted goji berry to the United States. So this is the gold standard in the berry, and after receiving a sample, you know, and not detecting the chemical agents you usually see on these types of berries, you know, I decided, you know, I like the nutritional fruit, and I was going to offer it to my clients. So I'm glad I waited for the opportunity for this to arrive, and now I can really enjoy, and so can you, the nutritional benefits of this ancient berry. Now, each package of goji berries displays the official Tibetan seal guaranteeing the certificate of origin. The shelf life on the berries is about 1 year, but they taste so good, you know, they're not going to be around for long. So right now you can get some goji berries. They're on the powerherbs.com website in the 8-ounce and 16-ounce size. And, you know, you can put them in the freezer if you want to save them for, you know, whatever. Full of antioxidants and nutrition, you know, a nice food source. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, goji berries are up there, or you can just call. If you don't have internet access, you can call the toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can call the international number at 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219 if you're outside the United States. And speaking of fruit, let's go ahead and talk about the forbidden fruit.
Ew.
Now, how long has man enjoyed the fruit known as the apple? Remember that? Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden, forbidden fruit. Now, I had to say fruit because, you know, some people, including search engines, think that when you mean apple, you mean Apple computer. But the Bible tells us that the forbidden fruit grew on a tree which God called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And many have speculated that this fruit was a bright red apple. Archaeologists have uncovered evidence of apples in ancient civilizations dating way back to B.C. Apples have been a favorite fruit of the ancient Greeks and Romans, And no one knows where the Garden of Eden was really located. However, the apple has been traced to the area between the Caspian and the Black Sea. The average American eats nearly 17 pounds of fresh apples, and Europeans, well, they eat 46 pounds of apples a year. Now, let's take a look at the healthy benefits of apples, shall we? Easy, cute little package, fits nicely in the hand, it's portable, you can take it anywhere. Let's look at some apple facts. If there is one fruit that seems to offer a cornucopia of benefits, well, the apple fits. Apples are from the rose family and are somewhat like people in the fact that they resemble their parent but also have some differences. Every apple seed produces a slightly different variety than its parent. Apples have 5 seed pockets, and the number of seeds per pocket really does determine the health of the tree and the variety of the apple. So the next time you have an apple and you eat it and you're into the core area, check it out. See if you have any apple seed pockets and how many seeds are in there. The more you have, the healthier the tree was. Now, there are many apples grown in the United States, but most variety are grown in the United States is the Red Delicious. However, the only apple that is native to North America is really the crab apple. There are 75,000 varieties of apples grown globally. The U.S. has over 2,500 varieties of apples, with only about 100 of those varieties grown commercially. Apples are fat-free, cholesterol-free, sodium-free, with an average apple containing 80 calories and 5 grams of fiber. To the U.S. economy, apples come in second to oranges, and if you let your apple sit at room temperature, it will ripen 10 times faster. There's this old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, this saying comes from an old English adage that went like this: to eat an apple before going to bed will make the doctor bake for his bread. Let's look at some apple trivia. I always love this stuff. Coming up this fall in October is going to be your National Apple Month. Apples are grown all over the United States in all 50 states. However, only 36 of our states grow apples commercially. Most think New York is the apple mecca of the U.S. due to the nickname the Big Apple. However, Washington grows the most apples, accounting for 58% of the U.S. apple market. Next in line is New York at 11%, Michigan at 8%, Pennsylvania 5%, California 4%, and Virginia 2%. Most apples are still picked by hand in the fall, and out of all these apples, 1 out of 4 is exported, with the first apple being exported from the United States in 1768. The largest apple grown to date weighed over 17 pounds. Now, that was one apple that would have provided enough fruit for 3.5 apple pies. Now, it takes 36 apples to make 1 gallon of apple cider, 42 pounds of apples to make 20 quarts of applesauce. And you may wonder why apples float. Well, it's because they contain 25% air. And if you are a scientist that studies apples, you are called a pomonologist. And if you plant an apple tree, you will have to wait 4 to 5 years for it to produce the first fruits. Your apple tree may grow to over 40 feet and live over 100 years old. George Washington's hobby was pruning his apple trees, and that the American colonists called apples the winter banana. The top apple producers of the world are China, the United States, Turkey, Poland, and Italy. Well, let's look at apples as far as, you know, cholesterol issues. Because if you have a cholesterol problem, don't peel your apple. Most of the fiber and lots of the antioxidants are found in the peeling, and includes also the cellulose, the hemicellulose, the pectin, and fiber. And these nutrients plus the antioxidants help to reduce the damage of cells to your body, balance your blood pressure, and prevent digestive disease. The apple also contains 70% potassium, which helps enhance heart muscle performance. Studies are suggesting that just 2 large apples every day lower your cholesterol 16%. And medical science thinks that it is the pectin in the apple fiber that creates a gel in the digestive tract and prevents some absorption of fats in foods and helps protect the bowel from cancer. Let's look at some of these studies, because a 5-year study out of the Netherlands showed that apples contained more potent flavonoids, antioxidants, than your vitamin C, your vitamin E, by 20 to 50%. Dr. Michael Hertog of the National Institute of Public Health in Bilthoven, he found that patients that ate apples cut their risk of having a fatal heart attack by 50%. And this was based on a study of patients eating one large apple per day. The flavonoids helped to protect or prevent plaque from forming, and it helped lower blood pressure and cholesterol. According to a 1993 USDA study, the wonderful apple contains boron, which improves a mental alertness. Here's some folklore. An old folklore remedy for diarrhea was derived from the May apple. According to the French, insomnia is reversed with applesauce or stewed apples. The natural acid in apples helps to remove old and damaged skin cells. And the folklore encourages us to splash our skin with apple cider to rejuvenate the skin and help prevent aging. Hey, you know, if you take apple cider vinegar and you rinse your hair, it gets all nice and shiny. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Well, certainly there could be nothing more wonderful than eating a fresh, crisp apple and benefiting from the marvelous nutrition God put there. However, if you're having trouble eating healthy, most of all of us do from time to time, and you'll probably want to take some preventative measures, you can help protect your bowel from cancer, and bowel cleansing is one of the ways to do that. You'll strengthen also the bowel muscle and stimulate it to move more frequently on its own without being dependent. Also, you can strengthen the cardiovascular system with certain herbs that are designed to give flavonoids and protect the heart muscle from lack of oxygen and blood flow, and also to cleanse arteries and veins of plaque. Look into those broad-spectrum products, Body Foundation Food Mix, Celtic Sea Salt, the bowel cleansing kits, and, of course, your Body Foundation Food Mix, all micro minerals for cardiovascular support that are organic. Check it out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call toll-free for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. It's a toll-free number, 24/7, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219. That's 803-746-0219. And get healthy out there. Be proactive. Take back the power. Don't be so dependent on everything else, you know? Strengthen yourself. That's what it's all about. Change that lifestyle. All right, we got a few minutes, so you know what we're going to talk about? Smoking. Do you smoke out there? Do you know someone that smokes? Do you want them to quit? Do they want to quit? Let's just look at smoking for just a little bit. Basically, smoking has a long history. I kind of want to coin this segment of the show, Stogie Medicine. Did you ever wonder how tobacco got established, you know, how it got a foothold in the American culture or even all over the world? You know, how could a substance proven so dangerous to human health become almost a staple in a lot of households? Did it stem from an Indian chief's peace pipe? Did an ancient Mayan influence exporters to use tobacco as a hallucinogen? Well, yeah, that's what happened. It was a Mayan tradition after the evening meal to smoke tobacco in a pipe. The lower Mayan classes rolled tobacco leaves into a cigar fashion and smoked it. The Mayan term for smoking was sicar. We call it cigar. Now, later in Central America, a system was established around tobacco with politics and religion taking a back seat. And there was also the ancient use of tobacco in African and the Near East. History does not record any habitual use of tobacco on any continent except the Americas. Columbus was introduced to smoking from the Caribbean and from the Taino Indians. Now, on Columbus's second voyage to America, a monk named Ramon Payne, he took great notice of how the Indians smoked tobacco. They used a Y-shaped pipe, and they used tobacco and snuff But Paine was instrumental in introducing the use of smoking tobacco to Europe. So who made sure that the United States of America adapted smoking, and how did they convince people to use it? Let's check it out. Tobacco exports should be expanded aggressively because Americans are smoking less, according to Dan Quayle. Remember that? In 1585, a very good year, yes, how do you get people to burn some really smelly leaves and breathe them real deep to fill their lungs with smoke? Good question. You promote it as something healthy. That's how. That is exactly what Raleigh's men did when they landed on Roanoke Island in 1585, looking specifically for indigenous herbs to sell to the apothecary shops and physicians back home in Europe. The promotional benefits Raleigh's men used to sell tobacco were that it had disease-fighting qualities. Immediate claims that tobacco kept the Indians free of sickness were put into print and heavily promoted as a wonder drug of the 1500s. Can you imagine tobacco used as a preventative to cure most illness? I mean, think about it. Now, this would make any modern American cigarette manufacturer envious, right? And here's an unknown statement. The person is unknown who said it. Quote, cancer cures smoking. Wow. Let's look at this. Tons of tobacco was shipped from Virginia to London, and the fortunes of the tobacco plantation owner became rich on the addiction of smokers. What the white man failed to observe, or perhaps didn't really care, is that it was rare for the American Indians to smoke tobacco. They didn't smoke it every day. They would chew the tobacco leaf and dip it in a tree resin to make a type of chewing gum. And the Indian braves would take two gourds with them on when they went hunting. One contained tobacco leaves and the other one contained a white powdered resin. After chewing the tobacco leaf slightly, just bruising it, they would dip it into the wet tobacco. They would dip the wet tobacco into the resin and then chew it some more. It made a type of chewing gum. And the Indian tobacco chewing gum kept the braves alert and gave them endurance while they were out hunting. Remember Wendy Liebren? She said, people always come up to me and say that my smoking is bothering them. Well, it's killing me. Well, that's supposed to be funny, but it's not. Let's go north, because fortunately American settlers to the north of the Plymouth and Boston area saw the value of it of a different kind. The European immigrants were interested in local plant life, but for medicinal and not commercial reasons. They were more interested in being self-reliant and sustaining and in preparing themselves for the new world. The settlers were looking for freedom and not a franchise. So what they wanted to do, so what did they do? Well, they took great care to observe the local Indians and learned about the medicinal plants that they used. After all, proof is in the pudding, and the Indians didn't look and have the picture of health. The Indians may have lived primitive lives, but they were master herbalists. It was probably a good thing that no European physician or pharmacist would leave the affluence of selling their services and drugs in Europe to come to the unknown new world. This left the settlers with only one option: learn from the native Indians and be prepared to self-medicate themselves. Well, not a bad idea, actually. Three things drive a man outdoors: smoke, a leaking roof, and a scolding wife. Hey, that's a proverb. 317 years, how time flies. 317 years since the Plymouth colonists established the medicinal way of survival in America. Who'd have thought that we'd get back to that same square one, just like the American colonists did, to rely on God's medicinal plants for health? And that is exactly what's coming about. Despite all the scientific advances in medicine, we are still not as healthy as the Native American Indians 300 years ago. Now, Mark Twain, of course you know him as the American humorist and writer of the 18 and 1900s, he said, To cease smoking is the easiest thing I ever did. I ought to know because I've done it 1,000 times. Now, I guess it's time just, you know, we need to get primitive out here. The Native American Indians set an excellent example for good health. Whole grains, nuts, seeds, vegetables, and whatever meat they could hunt for. Now, for liquid, it was spring water. They had broad shoulders, they had small waists, they had straight bodies, they had flat bellies, they had developed thighs, they had a six-pack, they had strong bodies, they were well-fed, they had healthy jaws, they had straight teeth, they had no blemishes and no blindness and no crippling diseases among them. Now, that's according to the Dutch and New Amsterdam record of 1624. And it is, like I said, cleanse and nourish the body with God's good foods and medicinal plants, and you've got the potential to be the healthiest people on earth, just like the Native American Indians of the 1700s. Now, you can call Apothecary Herbs to get a free product catalog, and when you do, take note, or be on, if you're on their website, also take note at thepowerherbs.com. They do have a smoking formula that will help you quit smoking, I should say. So if you're a smoker and would like to quit without a lot of expense or toxicity, check out the Smoker's Helper liquid formula. It uses an herb that is native to the American Indians called Indian tobacco. That's what they called it. But it isn't tobacco. It is an herb that mimics nicotine in the body and satisfies the craving for nicotine without the addictive effects. So soon afterwards, you're just not craving the nicotine. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com, or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, the international number is 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219, and get your free product catalog and see what you can do. A lot. If you got great products and the accompanying information on how to use them properly, and of course, product support. Folks at Apothecary Herbs, they don't care if you want to call them up and ask them questions. They're happy to answer. Just on there, if you want to talk to me Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, give me a call there. At Apothecary Herbs, and we can figure it out. You know, God's herbs are good, and He didn't expect you to depend on a pharmaceutical industry to manage your disease. Get out of that disease management snafu and get into a proactive program that will liberate you. Toll-free number once again, 866-229-3663 at Apothecary Herbs, because that's where your health care options just became endless. Check that out. Oh, my goodness, coming up in the next few weeks, we got some great stuff. If you have a health topic, though, you'd like me to cover, give me a call at Apothecary Herbs or send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to work that into the show. And, of course, as always, I've been enjoying my time with you and hopefully empowering you. Hey, don't go anywhere. Next up on American Voice, Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure a disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.